Good Wednesday morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Wednesday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 31. Here we see the wisdom and the power of God sets up a dichotomy whereby the worldly standards of wisdom and power are rejected. Paul reminds the Corinthians of their own humble social status and that God chooses what the world looks down on and reverses the social order. And God's saving word for us this week has been wisdom. So let's begin reading 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning at verse 18. For the message about Christ's death on the cross is nonsense to those who are being lost. But for those of us who are being saved, it is God's power. The scripture says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and set aside the understanding of the scholars. So then, where does that leave the wise, or the scholars, or the skillful debaters of this world? God has shown that this world's wisdom is foolishness. For God in His wisdom made it impossible for people to know Him by means of their own wisdom. Instead, by means of the so-called foolish message that we preach, God decided to save those who believe. Jews want miracles for proof, and Greeks look for wisdom. As for us, we proclaim the crucified Christ, a message that is offensive to the Jews and nonsense to the Gentiles. But for those whom God has called, both Jews and Gentiles, this message is Christ, who is the power of God and the wisdom of God. For what seems to be God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and what seems to be God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Now remember what you were, my friends, when God called you. From the human point of view, few of you were wise or powerful or of high social standing. God purposely chose what the world considers nonsense in order to shame the wise, and He chose what the world considers weak in order to shame the powerful. He chose what the world looks down on and despises and thinks is nothing in order to destroy what the world thinks is important. This means that no one can boast in God's presence. But God has brought you into union with Christ Jesus, and God has made Christ to be our wisdom. By Him, we are put right with God. We become God's holy people and are set free. So then, as the scripture says, whoever wants to boast must boast of what the Lord has done. And the key verse for today is 1 Corinthians 1:30. God has brought you into union with Christ Jesus, and God has made Christ to be our wisdom. By Him we are put right with God and become God's holy people and are set free. Now it's interesting that Jesus, when He was born, did not come to the high and mighty. He wasn't born in the palace as the wise men from the east thought He should be, if He were this King of Kings. But instead, where was He born? In Bethlehem. Just a wide point in the road, what we would call a one-stop sign town, or in the Old West, a one-horse town. It was nothing, and that's where the King of Kings was born. So God is not interested in the wisdom or the knowledge of this world. To Him, this is foolishness. And the world may think us to be unwise or foolish, but ultimately it is God who is going to be victorious and set Jesus Christ up as ruler over the whole world. Let's pray. God of power and wisdom, remind me of all that You have done so that I may proclaim the good news of Your salvation and boast about Your wondrous deeds and gracious love. Keep me humble and faithful so that I glorify you in all that I say and do. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this morning to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning as we'll be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 16. This is the Apostle Paul's message that centers around Christ crucified, and he contrasts the wisdom of the world with God's secret wisdom. And so, until tomorrow morning, beloved, you keep claiming those promises of God's Word, and you will find out that God's Word is yes and amen, and He will always come through for you. God bless.